To be fair, the payment has been extended several times over the last number of years, and despite the Minister for Health asking for an extension to the end of June this year, the request was denied by the Minister for Public Expenditure. A number of my constituents, nurses, have contacted me who are on this temporary special scheme, and with its termination, they now feel totally let down. During the first year or two of COVID, they were fighting an enemy they couldn't see, and they often did it with no PPE. They put their health at risk, and now they have the burden of long COVID to deal with them. And they see themselves as having gone from hero to zero in the space of a few years. They consider that extending the payment is the least the government can do for those who genuinely put their lives at risk, and they want to see long COVID recognised as an occupational illness.
I thank the Deputy for raising the issue, and you're correct in terms of the temporary special scheme having been in place since July of 2022, and it has been extended on a number of occasions. Most recently in October 2023 up to the 31st of March 2024, and people would have received no notification. Now, and then people have been advised that they may utilise the full provisions of the Public Service Sick Leave Scheme, which will provide further support. The matter of the conclusion of this temporary special scheme has been the subject of a claim from the health sector staff representative bodies. The matter has been through the Industrial Relations Machinery, WRC engagements, Labour Court, with the Labour Court recommending that management meet with the staff representative bodies to explore the supports already in place that are available to those impacted by long COVID. A number of engagements have taken place to date between management and the staff representative bodies in line with the Labour Court recommendation, and hopefully we might see some outcomes of it.